Hi, this is Olivier, and you're watching the Internet of Things show. Today, we have Emmanuel with us to discuss storage on the edge, on the IoT edge devices, right?
Yeah. Hello, Olivier. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming. So why is it so important to actually be able to store data on devices in an IoT scenario?
Well, it's super important whenever your connectivity is limited. But so first, before discussing SQL storage, I would like just to do a quick recap of the options that are already available out of the box with Azure IoT Edge Runtime.
Okay, in terms of
storage.
Storing data.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So you've got two storage options out of the box. One is a store and forward option.
Okay.
So when you send telemetry to the cloud through Edge Hub,
okay.
The Edge Hub will take care of persisting those messages while the connectivity is down,
mm-hmm.
and of sending all those messages as soon as the connectivity is back up.
Okay.
And the second mechanism is the storage mechanism is a twin.
Okay.
So through the twin, you can use it to download some pretty lightweight configuration data.
Okay.
So whenever you want to tell to track where a device is, like a device is in one building, in one location, in mm-hmm. one room, then for this type of configuration data, twins are perfect.
Okay.
And as soon as you need something more advanced than that for your storage needs, then you should bring your own storage solutions.
Okay.
And that's what we'll look at today.
Okay.
And SQL Server is a great option for that.
Okay.
So it comes in several flavors, SQL Server Enterprise, SQL Server Express. And actually, the same steps would also work with other relational databases like MySQL or
okay.
PostgreSQL.
Okay. And so you bring that storage solution as a module in your IoT Edge solution, right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's what we'll see, yeah.
Okay. Well, you want to show us?
Yeah. Just to summarize some use cases on how use SQL Server at
okay,
the edge.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll give you three examples. So one is to store time series data mm-hmm. at the edge.
Mm-hmm.
So the oil and gas industry does that a lot. And
okay.
they often are in a remote locations
okay.
and want to store and visualize their time series data while
locally.
Offline.
Okay.
Locally.
While
yeah.
offline. Okay.
In the agriculture space, that's another example where they want to farms are pretty often have a limited connection as well, and they want to keep all the application data local
okay.
so that farmers could see maps of their fields
mm-hmm.
locally, enhanced with all the data from their sensors.
Okay.
Right. And the last one maybe is a black box scenario
mm-hmm.
where whenever complex piece of equipment fails, you to be able to diagnose this one,
yeah.
a typical pattern is to have a black box that
like
keeps all the, like for airplanes
okay.
or connected cars
mm-hmm.
or in oil and gas, that's also pretty widely used.
Okay.
And so to keep like a sliding window of all the telemetry being recorded by those equipments
okay.
So that whenever it fails, you can really deep dive into what happened.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
All right.
Yeah, awesome.
So let's look at how this works.
Yep.
So let's imagine that we've got some telemetry data being sent by some equipment here.
Okay.
And so our telemetry module gets all this telemetry and sends it to another module,
okay.
an Azure function here, that has all the business logic.
Okay.
And so one thing that we're doing in this demo is using this Azure function to structure the data and prepare it to send it to a relational database.
Okay.
So format it into some tables and columns.
Yeah. So you have
right?
raw data, timestamped, coming from the devices.
Yep.
You bring it and say, okay, I need to store that in my relational database
yep.
here locally.
Yep.
And the function does that. Okay.
Correct. Another pattern that I'd like to mention is the communication pattern between our Azure function and a certain module with our SQL database. And so instead of using traditional messaging communication
mm-hmm.
between those two modules, this time we'll use the bridge network,
okay.
which comes out of the box with Azure IoT Edge,
okay.
and to so that we can open a TCP connection between our Azure Function module and between the SQL Server module.
Okay.
So that way, you'll see in the code, you can just open a connection from the Azure Function directly to the SQL Server module.
I can see how things are opening up because considering that the IoT Edge modules are Docker containers, and now if you can open through the IoT Edge infrastructure that TCP bridge, then actually it can open up for way more than just the SQL scenario you're showing here, right?
Yeah, lots of options. Yeah.
Okay. So, but like, let's keep it focused now.
Yeah. The last thing I'd like to mention, the last pattern I'd like to mention today is volume containers.
Okay.
So whenever you build a database, you obviously want to keep this data and persist this data. You don't want this data to go away whenever you restart a container or reset your container, right?
Okay.
Super important for databases to keep the data.
Yeah. And well, so especially in IoT scenarios.
Especially in the scenarios that we just discussed.
Machine can run out of power, reboot, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so the way to do that is to use a concept called volume container.
Okay.
So you essentially mount your SQL volume with a volume container. And the volume container is mapped to your host file systems.
Okay.
And so that way, all your database files are written directly on the host.
On the hard drive.
On the hard drive.
Okay.
They stay there, and in case of an issue, you can go back to those files.
Okay, and I guess you need to scale your hardware and local storage and so on based on the requirements of your solution, obviously, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing happens magically, right?
No.
So now you can show us.
Okay, let's dive into the code.
Because I was burning steps just before, but yeah, let's see the demo.
All right, so I'm starting from the Azure Function tutorial.
Okay.
So what I have running here.
For IoT Edge. Running an Azure Function on IoT Edge, step by step, that's all documented, and that's where you started, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And so here on the, I love this Docker extension here because I can see all my Docker containers running on this machine.
Okay, cool. And so that's the local instance of IoT Edge running on your device right now.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I've got four containers, two, the Edge Hub and the Edge Run, and the Edge Agents, which makes the Azure IoT Edge Runtime. And one module that simulates telemetry.
Okay.
Our temp sensor module.
Yeah, that's the one that comes in the tutorial by default.
Yeah, in all our tutorials.
Yeah.
And the Azure Function from the tutorial as well. So let's see.
So far, so good.
Let's see in a command line the data that it is sending. And yeah, so it's logging messages. So these are all the messages that have been sent in the last 2 minutes.
Okay.
So we can see that it's flowing. Okay.
Got it.
All right, so now let's add a SQL Server to this solution, right? So here's my Azure Function code. Actually, I'll close this. And what I'll do is I'll add some code here. And what this code does is it has a connection string to open a connection with our SQL Server module.
Okay.
One thing to note here is that you don't need to refer it to through an IP. You can just use my module name or your container name.
Okay.
So in our case, I'll call it SQL.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's convenient because then you don't need to deal with what is the IP of my module.
Mm.
And Docker takes care of the name resolution for you. So that's pretty handy.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm opening up a SQL connection here. And then I'm parsing the temperature data from my message coming in.
Okay, which is JSON, right?
JSON
coming in.
Same as the other tutorials.
Okay.
And then I've got some insert statement here that will insert this data into my SQL database.
Okay.
All right. So pretty simple.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's build our container. All right.
Pick the location.
So it's pick the location.
Yeah. And then you pick the the registry you're going to push it to, right?
Yes.
Like if I remember correctly, I did my homework.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, it's built. I'm pushing it with the tag with SQL.
Okay. Yeah, we see everything happening live.
Yep. All right, so now we've got our Azure Function container ready in our container registry in the cloud. And we'll deploy this container to our Edge device.
Okay.
All right. So here's our here's the deployment file from the Azure Function tutorial.
Okay.
But we'll add a couple modules to it. And so we'll add a SQL module.
Okay. So you're doing that in JSON directly from here.
Some
could do that in the Azure portal.
The other option is to go to the portal
and do it from here. But you prefer doing that in JSON, like that.
Well, it's I find it easier in my developer workflow when you need to iterate and try several things.
Okay.
So here I've got my Azure function as well. And so things that I like to point out here are the create options that we're using when creating our SQL container. And the interesting piece is this mount option here.
Okay.
And so what it says is that it says create a volume container that is named SQL volume and that is mapped to this pass on the host OS.
Okay.
So and that's how you create your persistence layer.
Got it.
For your database.
So it's just a configuration of the module of the Docker container actually. For SQL, that when it mounts actually sets that bridge or that connection. Love it. Okay.
Yep. All right. So now let's deploy to my SQL on Edge device.
I like the way you're using the IoT Edge extension for VS Code.
Yes.
To do all the work of interacting with IoT Hub, actually.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Found it really convenient. Let's restart as well. It's part of our deployment process.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I use those extensions all the time here. This is an IoT Edge extension that lists all my devices connected to my IoT Hub and that lists all the containers running on a particular device.
Nice. And you use the Docker one to really like focus on the Docker aspect of things.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I usually do a right-click on the Docker container to see logs that appear in VS Code. Super practical. Hey, you're done already.
And I'm done already, and we can see the red dots turning green here. Meaning that all the containers are soon all up and running.
Nice.
One more to go. And here we go.
Here we go.
All right.
So in theory, if I followed, you have your temp sensor creating data. You have the Azure function is now taking that data and pushing that into the SQL database that is local on your Edge device. Okay.
The only piece missing now is we need to create an actual database and create a table in our SQL server. Because now what we've done is just creating a blank SQL server, right? And you need to configure it to put your data into your relational database.
Okay.
So that's what we'll be doing right now. All right. So the way I'll be doing this is I'll be opening a command line, and we'll connect to my SQL container.
So we have a tutorial. Like the one you're looking into right now is an online tutorial on drmichael.com for IoT Edge that describes how to do that, right? So people who are watching this video can then go there and do it themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so what I'm doing is opening a bash command on my SQL container.
Okay.
So that I can run the SQL command tool that comes with a SQL server. And now I can create my database through this SQL command tool.
Okay.
It's a bit painful to copy-paste, but stay with me.
I'm here, not moving.
All right. Sorry.
Let's try again.
All right, just copy-pasting here. And so what this does is that it creates a database, but it creates it at a very specific path.
Okay.
Actually, I took the wrong one. It should be using the Linux version.
Good catch. And that's related to your connection to the mounted volume, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I really don't want to type this manually. Oh, here you go.
Yeah, we'll edit that. Don't worry. Yay.
All right, so now I've created my database. I'll create a table as well.
So what was happening before you had to create? So you had the Edge runtime is running, right? So it's the function is trying to send the data to the database, but because the table is not created,
it's failing.
It's just failing, yeah. And okay, we would track that if we were following the logs of the Azure function module. Okay, got it.
Creating my table here. So now let's see. So in theory.
Crossing fingers, knocking wood.
Let's see. Yeah. So now all the data being sent from our Azure function to the SQL database should go directly into the table that we've just created.
Okay.
So let's look. Let's query this table and see if it has any data.
Okay.
Going to roll some DREM. And here I've got couple of rows. Let's see. And we can see that the data is flowing.
Data is flowing.
And if I query again, probably get some extra rows here.
Nice.
8 rows instead of 6.
Cool. So we're filling in our database. Do we have a notion of actually dealing with the size of that database, rolling data, making sure we're not overflowing memory?
Well, you have to be considerate when you choose your hardware.
Okay.
And you have to like dimension to look at the dimensions of how much space would you need to not like explode your device.
Yeah, and I would assume that your function could be smart enough to say,
yeah,
if it's that amount, remove the oldest values of that database, right?
Yeah, correct. And you can query your database and see how much memory is left,
yeah,
and have all this business logic into your Azure function.
And last question, that container that you used for SQL, it's already published, already available?
Already published, and so it's available for Windows, for Linux, and on x64 and x86 architectures.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thanks for that introduction to storage and IT Edge, Emmanuel.
Well, thanks, Olivier.